NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. New claims for unemployment benefits have declined for the third time in 4 weeks. Economist Hugh Johnson says it's still an indication that hiring is picking up, but only slightly.
We're adding about 70,000 jobs per month, which is pretty darn anemic by post-war standards for this stage of an economic recovery. My guess is that we'll start to see better and better numbers.
Johnson expects more private sector jobs added in the next 3 months. Meanwhile, the government has upgraded second quarter gross domestic product to 1.7%. Consumer spending and business inventories were stronger than earlier estimates, but it's still far too weak to lower the jobless rate. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is stepping down. Emanuel's due to return to Chicago this weekend to prepare for a possible run for mayor. Prosecutors in New York are charging more than 60 people in a scheme to use computer viruses to steal money out of American bank accounts. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, authorities say the scam was run by Russians and other Eastern Europeans.
Authorities say the fraud ring stole at least $3 million, mainly from small businesses and city governments. The computer virus they allegedly used is nothing new. It's called the Zeus Trojan, and it's been around the internet for a couple of years. It secretly records the keystrokes on an infected computer, sending back usernames and passwords for the victim's email, social network, or online banking. In this case, the prosecutors say, hackers used the stolen logins to wire money to their own accounts, and then their confederates in the U.S. allegedly withdrew the money quickly to move it out of the country. Like many viruses, the Zeus Trojan arrives by email, but it will infect a computer only if the victim opens that email and clicks on a link inside. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
Students at Rutgers University in New Jersey are holding vigils for a freshman who committed suicide. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, Tyler Clementi jumped off the George Washington Bridge yesterday after two classmates allegedly secretly videotaped him having sex with a man.
Gay rights groups are calling the college prank a hate crime. Darun Ravi and Molly Way face charges of privacy invasion. Clementi's roommate allegedly turned on a computer webcam in their dorm room, then broadcast on the internet Clementi having sex with another man. The roommate and his girlfriend used Twitter to encourage people to watch online. Clementi later posted on his Facebook page that he was going to jump off the George Washington Bridge. Police pulled a body out of the Hudson River on Wednesday afternoon. The president of Rutgers University offered his regrets and condolences to the Clementi family in a statement. Robert Smith, NPR News.
Just before the close on Wall Street on this last day of the month, the Dow is down 33 points at 10,801. The Nasdaq is off 5. This is NPR. Mortgage rates are at record lows. Freddie Mac, the nation's second-largest mortgage finance company, reports today the average rate for 30-year fixed loans is now 4.32%, the lowest in decades. Toymaker Fisher-Price has announced a major recall. About 10 million toys in the U.S. and Canada are being called back because of safety hazards. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's Scott Wolfson says the recall covers several products.
Little People is very popular. There's wheels on a car that poses a choking hazard. The high chairs are very popular. There's trikes. There were 7 million out there.
Injuries, including serious lacerations, have been reported. Tony Curtis, the versatile Hollywood star of The Defiant Ones, The Great Race, and more than 100 other films, has died. He was 85. NPR's Bob Mondello reports.
If you want to be taken seriously as an actor, and Tony Curtis really wanted to be taken seriously as an actor, it helps if you look like Al Pacino. Curtis didn't. He was almost impossibly handsome, had a rep as a playboy, and was really good at comedy. So he was sort of expected to skate along on surfaces, as when he affected Cary Grant's accent to romance Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot.
Would you mind moving just a little, please? You're blocking my view.
Your view of what?
They run up a red and white flag on the yacht when it's time for cocktails.
But perhaps because of his rough childhood in the Bronx, Curtis also gravitated to more serious roles, playing outsiders in films like Sweet Smell of Success, The Defiant Ones, and The Boston Strangler, generally garnering terrific reviews, even as the Oscar he craved eluded him. Bob Mondello, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support.